This is Chris.
And Sarah.
We're just getting ready for a time of amazement.
Surprise.
And good times.
Welcome to the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
To September 2009, the speculation is really going to start flowing.
Oh, for sure.
And now, on top of that, we know that from Paul McCusker that Darien's Rise, an adaptation of it, is going to be the season premiere. So does that mean that Wit has invented a machine that can take anybody into Maris?
That would be a pretty cool invention.
I don't know.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I was excited when I heard that because all six of the Passages books are so good. And I'm really excited to hear what they come up with for the audio version.
I remember getting the original three when they first came out, and oh man, I just poured into those books. And then when the fourth, fifth, and sixth books came out, got those as well. And I haven't read them in a while, but I'm obviously going to have to start reading the first one again if I'm going to want to prepare for the upcoming episode. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with it and how they split it up. Is it going to be I'm assuming it's going to be a two-parter at the least, if not a three-parter.
But yeah, I feel like two parts would shortchange it in a big way. Like, I don't see how they could do it in less than three parts.
Well, they might try to do it in two parts. I mean, if you think about it, a three-parter is a long time for people to still have to wait for the real return to Odyssey.
Yeah, it is.
That means that's delaying until almost October the actual return of the town of Odyssey.
The town of Odyssey is available.
The town, not the message.
www.thetoo.com. Available all the time while you wait for the town of Odyssey to appear in new episodes of Adventures in Odyssey.
Speaking of three-parters, you probably have enough material by now to make one.
Well, we've talked about the characters. We talked about some of the things that we like to see. It's interesting that album 49 really signaled the end of a lot of the storylines the writers had developed, like with Kelly, Grady, Mandy, Eugene. Are there any other future story types that you'd like to see? Perhaps beyond like the things, like we know that they're going to do more Kids Bar episodes,
and we know they're bringing back Richard Maxwell,
and
Absolutely.
We know they're bringing back Richard Maxwell. Aside from those, is there anything else that you'd like to see happen?
I'm interested to see where they go with Jason, because I'd like to think that that wasn't their way of dropping him off the face of the planet. I'd like to think that there's a little bit more, maybe some action-adventure kind of episode still coming up.
Maybe
and I think a lot of fans really love A Name, Not a Number, episodes like that, so I'm hoping for a little more Jason coolness. I don't know if I'm totally crazy with hoping for that, but I would like to see that.
No. I cried when I thought Jason died, and it wasn't because he was dead, it was because I was afraid I wouldn't hear him anymore.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, because I would also cry if he moved.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see.
Yeah, like, I feel like there should be... I feel like there should be more there. Like, I don't want him to just go away and never be heard from again.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the producers addressed that. I think one of the listeners sent in a comment or a question to them in one of their podcasts, and they said that Jason is not dead, obviously, and he's not gone forever.
Oh,
so
sorry, I don't listen to every official podcast. Sometimes I get behind, so I might have missed that one. Thank you.
Nope, he's not dead, just in France.
Same difference. I'm just saying what
France.
Everyone else is thinking.
No, I'm you're saying what I've... Americans are thinking.
Freedom fries, anyone?
No, thanks.
No. I'm just saying that I am a longtime Jason fan, and him being in France and is like being gone, so that's obviously a bad thing. But But I would love to see him, you know, do some cool stuff again.
I'd almost like to see the opposite, at least for the immediate future. I mean, there have been a lot of exciting albums in the last few years. Like, we had All in a Row, Eugene's Return, Lost and Found, A Date with Dad, which introduced the Strasberg Family Dilemma,
right.
Into the Light, where Eugene's dad came back, Moment of Truth, where they freed Everett, Sky's the Limit, which wrapped up so many stories, and The Best Small Town, which was just a big fun fest for everyone who enjoys the show. But it's been a long time since we just had a calm slice of life album.
Right.
That's true,
and
yeah.
And with the Novacom album coming out in April now, that's even more action and adventure. And
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind just a series of individual shows without arcs, for a while anyways. It would be a good way to introduce new characters slowly as well.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But something like A Name Not a Number isn't... I mean, I guess you could say it kind of connects to an arc because some of the characters are familiar to us. But it's not like a Novacom kind of all-consuming thing. So you could have 10 Slice of Life episodes and still have, you know, a more exciting two-parter. But yeah, like, there's so many good Slice of Life kind of episodes, and I do love those, too. I was just thinking more specifically about Jason with the action. And if he's in France, he's probably not going to be part of the Slice of Life stuff so much, but...
Well, I'm all for action adventure shows. I mean, Novacom was, you know, that was good times. But I really lately have been craving some new actual small town Odyssey episodes again.
Right. What the stuff that we all, well, most of us, some of us, grew up with listening to just more regular life without all quite as much excitement and drama.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind them doing something like they did after the Novacom series when they went with Two Friends in a Truck, which is really a classic slice of life episode with Bernard and Eugene. Something like that would be pretty cool to see.
I love Bernard. I hope that Bernard appears in album 51 episodes.
Definitely.
Yeah. And hopefully Jack makes an appearance too. What's up with his character?
Oh,
yeah,
man, we have heard so little from the Allens.
And I know that they have their fans, so.
Yeah, Jack was in the season premiere of the 50th season, but before then, what was the last time we ever heard of them? Wasn't it the trip to Washington?
Joanne was in the episode when Grady's sister is in the hospital with the carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right.
And so with the miracle, she tells the story from her missionary days. So Joanne is in that episode. Is that season 49? I really like that episode, actually.
Yeah. Oh, we did hear from the Allens in And That's the Truth, in volume 43, where they hired PJ.
I love PJ. Like, he would be annoying all the time, but, like, the random ways he keeps popping up, I really enjoy that.
Never know where he's going to be next. It was like Wooten in The Mailman Cometh, where you never knew where he was going to pop up next.
Oh, Wooten, you are so lovable.
He really is, though.
So true. Like, the first couple episodes, like, it took me a little while to really get to like him, but the more we get to know him, the more I just love him. Like, even on Truth Chronicles, when he does the Power Boy adventures, like, I just love those. Or, I'm sorry, not Power Boy. Captain Absolutely. Yes, I love that. I think those are some of the highlights for me from the Truth Chronicles was the Captain Absolutely stuff.
Yeah, because we got to see a different side of his voice, which we haven't really heard in Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Though I did like the one with Connie, where she's interviewing for the job at the station, and there's the guy with his idea with the show where the parents and the teachers are idiots and the kids are way smarter and always pulling a fast one over them. And I've watched enough so-called children's programming to know that that's like way. I mean, it's absolutely true. There's so much junk on TV where the kids are super smart and the parents and the teachers and the any authority figures are stupid or evil or both.
Hey, you know what? You can make a game show out of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the things that is so great about Odyssey is that there are kids and adults who are smart and that people that you feel like you could know and respect. And that is, I mean, it is really different than a lot of what's out there.
Yeah, and that they're interacting with one another as well. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, who gets, what kind of, you know, TV show has, you know, a 10-year-old talking with an 80-year-old man?
Like in a constructive kind of way.
Yeah.
That's mutually beneficial and, like...
Well, speaking of that 80-year-old fellow, what do you think is going to happen with Whit? Like, as far as where does he belong? Where does he belong in the show?
At Wit's End, hanging out.
Besides Wit's End.
Wit's End Odyssey.
I don't know, I just...
Because I know there's been discussion on, like, how he's been playing he's played a much less significant role in the show than he did when, well, really back since, ever since Hal passed away. Wit's role has really diminished. And, you know, with characters like Wooten, who've kind of served as that mentor, I don't know, just, he doesn't seem to be nearly as active as he once was. Or engaged with the town.
Well, Wit himself, when he returned from the Middle East, said that we shouldn't feel bad just because he's not needed like he used to be. And Eugene went through a similar experience when he came back, and he wasn't needed like he used to be, but he's still a very valuable character in both the town and the show.
I think you said that pretty much perfectly, Boswell. That's really... The show just wouldn't be the same without Wit, but there are so many other great characters, and some of them are, like, people like Connie and Eugene are the people, or, well, the characters, I guess you could say, that they are because of Wit's influence, and a lot of the characters, you could say, they're characters are what they are because of Wit and what he has done. So, in a way, he's present even when he's not present, if that makes sense. But, I mean, I can see how when they do have so many other characters that they want to use them as well and not just Wit. And it is unrealistic when one character is always the hero and one character is like the super character. And sometimes Wit could almost come across that way, except they do make him human. He has flaws. He isn't perfect. So I think when there's other people involved and not just Wit doing everything all the time, then it makes it more realistic. Because I've watched some shows where the one character's like the super character, and then it gets boring. And Odyssey hasn't done that because they've allowed Wit to have flaws and to not always be able to do everything.
Yeah. If I may share another piece of sage wisdom, Wit also told Liz, when Mark was engaged, that even though more people would be entering her brother's life, and as fans we hear a lot of new characters like Wooten and Jack and Jason, and even Connie and Eugene as they mature, come to fill a similar role to what Wit previously did by himself, that our love for Wit doesn't need to be cut in half. It can just be multiplied as many times as we have a new character.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way of looking at it, yeah.
That's room enough for two.
Yeah. I it wouldn't surprise me if... Well, I mean, this is going to sound a little sad or morbid, but it wouldn't surprise me if during the hiatus... the writers have planned for Wit's character in the event that anything should ever happen to Paul. Because, I mean, Paul's getting up there.
I refuse to allow thoughts about about such things into my head, so
I told you
keep
it would
your
be
discussion
morbid.
Brief.
But I believe that if anything ever would happen to Wit again, that the show could continue on from there without him. I don't think a third replacement would necessarily be the best idea, and I don't think the show should stop either. The show should continue for as long as it's still relevant in people's lives and reaching people. But some fans may hate me for saying this, but I can. Oh,
say
how
it.
Do I say it?
Say it.
I gotta say it just
we
the right
to
way.
We promised to let you anyway.
I would be prepared for a future Odyssey without Wit.
And I see you're not saying that's what you want to happen. Just
it's
that
not
you
what
see
I want,
it as a necessary situation at some point in the future. I can see what you mean.
I can see it surviving, as you said, without Wit.
And I think that's a testament to how great the show is that it wouldn't have to fall apart because of one character. And they've already proven that when Hal Smith died that
that
it's sad and it's, you know, it's not what anybody wants, but Odyssey is not entirely dependent on one single character or person.
Now, here's the interesting question, though. Are there any characters you see that if one of them had to leave for whatever reason, that the show could not continue? Hypothetically. Completely hypothetically.
We've already proven that the show can continue without Eugene, although it hurt at the beginning. I don't think Wooten is a necessary character for Odyssey.
Yeah, like, he's totally awesome and fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
If necessary, he could be expendable. He could be
expendable crewman.
And he,
we are running low on expendable crewmen, are we?
I don't think so. And with Wooten, too, actually, he left Odyssey for at least a couple of days, didn't he?
For who,
in,
sorry?
Rights, Wrongs, in the episode from Volume 50, Rights, Wrongs,
that's
and
true.
Winners, he moved away from Odyssey. Very unselfishly.
Yes, but those were sad days.
Sad minutes.
They were sad.
Sad minutes. Maybe I listened to it over several days. Ever think about that? Actually, I think I listened to that on our way home from Colorado.
That was a good episode.
Good times, yes.
Yeah. You know what? I don't like Connie as much as I used to anymore. She's grown up. She's matured. Which is great, but her character, you know what, the banter between Connie and Eugene has just been missing since they've grown up, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't make sense for them to argue the same way, but man, I miss those times.
Yeah, like...
There's a real conundrum with that, because on the one hand, if they do argue like they did before, then people are like, you know, she hasn't matured at all. They both haven't matured. And then on the other side, if there's no argument, then it's like,
years.
Well, okay, so where's the spark in their friendship?
Yeah. I think, in my personal experience, you can have fun, witty banter kind of conversations with friends and still get along. And, you know, like, I think that there needs to be some middle ground. They don't fight like they used to 20 years ago. Sure, like, that makes sense. They shouldn't. But I think that their relationship, they can still have that fun, friendly back and forth that fans like to hear without it being problematic and, I don't know.
Which
to
they,
me,
which
I
they,
think
yeah, which they have incorporated yeah. into some of their most recent episodes, so.
Well, I loved, I'm having such a bad memory for names of episodes. The camp one with the Avenger.
Camp of the Camp.
Like, I think that was a really good one for the Connie and Eugene interactions.
That was. And Broken Armed and Dangerous.
Oh, yeah. See, that one to me, sometimes it seemed like they're trying a little too hard to make the point, like... Eugene seemed like a little too far overboard.
Eugene
to me.
Seemed far too out of character
like,
for me.
It seemed like too much for the purpose of making a point, which makes sense. But it seemed like a little. I don't dislike the episode, but it didn't quite ring true for me. But other people might have a totally different perspective, so that's fine. People are allowed to disagree with me. I'm okay if they're wrong.
You are entitled to your opinion.
Yes.
Even if it may be misguided. And
I think it's a Miss Piggy quote that says something along the lines of, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but a stupid or mistaken beholder may require some persuasion. Or the end part wasn't quite the same, but yes. Along those lines. So I apologize to any misguided beholders out there. I guess I should be nicer. Ooh. Have I been nice enough?
I don't know. I don't think you've tarnished the image of Canadians yet, so I think we're good so far.
What about Caspaw? Caspaw's pretty nice.
The nicest person I've ever met.
If you say so.
Well, we've hit upon a lot of subjects, and this has been fun. I've enjoyed it.
Me too. Thank you for inviting us to be part of your casual round table discussion of Odyssey happenings.
Thank you very much.
Definitely. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Absolutely. Sign me up. Uh-oh. Boswell's not saying anything.
I guess the 53rd edition of the Unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast ought to be out sometime this year.
Hopefully.
Was that a hint that he's too slow? Was that an insult to your fellow Canadian?
Canadians don't insult.
No,
that's just propaganda.
Absolutely.
Well, I know at least one of you guys will be invited back, so
Do you accept bribes? To anybody
only
like
when they're in American dollars.
Future in the future, please send your bribes to Chris, care of the town of Odyssey.
P.O. Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B433. Even the Americans can quote that one.
Probably the only place some of them have heard of it, Canada.
If they ever get lost in Canada, they can always just say, you know where Box 9800,
I'm looking for Vancouver,
V6B433 is.
Hopefully they aren't on the East Coast when they get lost.
Well, then they can go tour quilt factories in New Brunswick.
With Alex's grandma. Well, this has been a lot of fun, guys. Thanks for inviting us, Chris.
Quite the adventure. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Anytime I think of you.